What's up, everybody? It's Andrew Velasquez, and guess what? I have a podcast. Oh my God, this has been a long time coming. It is called Mindful Artist. Finally, the world gets to see the Jesse Garcia that I've experienced. Disney, Flamin' Hots, like Eva, like that's just magnitude. That's massive. So how was that experience for you? And you did a fantastic job, brother. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It was probably the hardest thing I've ever done. You know, it's
now that I am in the space I'm in now.
Right.
I have learned that I am a manifester, and not just that though. I have a gusto. I have like balls. I go with my gut sometimes to a fault.
That's why gay men love you. Being a model and being an animal lover. It's like you have some really cool and crazy stories. Like you were just in Kat Von D's music video and Benny, who was in it, y'all. How was that experience? Yes.
Incredible. Kat Von D, first, she's just such a wonderful human, and she's just come such a long way. All the failures, all the mistakes, all the things that you see as terrible tragedies, and it's over. Are you kidding me? I thought my real dream was like to be this famous actress and country singer and whatever, and then I became an opera singer. That's sort of off the beaten path. But then if I hadn't been an opera singer, how would I not have created these big, dramatic, gorgeous stories?
Truly appreciate your constant, ongoing support through my journey as an artist, and I will always be.
Can we just shout out you real quick? Because I don't think people know enough your journey and the past few years that I've known you, how this project of this mindful artistry has kind of developed, because it's like every time we speak, there's a new component to it. And I'm like, wow, what an awesome addition. So congratulations to what you're doing right now.
LGBTQ plus IA, POC, Latinx, whatever it is. I call you guys my kings and queens and all in betweens, right? There's somewhere out there for you. There is a tribe for you. And we are proof of that. You know what I mean? The fact that we have survived both two suicide attempts.
Yes, 988, definitely. I actually work directly with 988 on some projects. So if you're, you know, feeling suicidal or you're in crisis or whatnot, you can dial or text 988. It's a crisis suicide hotline.
Andrew, I couldn't talk. I started crying. My throat got, I couldn't even say a word. I was saying to them, I'm so sorry, please excuse me.
Yeah.
Because I understood for the first time being in Los Angeles, what I needed to abandon to be there was my family, my friends, the people that I love the most.
I remember getting so many messages about us being like one of the first Latinos to be on a competition show of that magnitude. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of that. We connected, we showed through, what our first challenge was a Chola Chic look. Like, come on, could it not have been a better match?
Yeah, I ran the Saks Fifth Avenue location. I ran a mall store. I was operations manager for New York before I took on the Mac Pro project with Frank Tuscan, who was one of the co-founders of Mac.
Incredible.
And, you know, I fell in love with this passionate, creative, focused, driven community of makeup artists.
Wait, you have to know, what was your drag name?
Oh.
And did you have a drag mom?
You know, I technically didn't really have a drag mom, but my drag name was Miss Fiction. So Miss Fiction.
And that's a great thing for your business entrepreneurs too, is because you are the only one. You're the only one that thinks like you. Do not do things the same way. You are your own business.